From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. College graduates with degrees in agriculture can expect strong job demand, according to a new report. The study estimates steady growth in job opportunities for agriculture graduates and that employer demand for available graduates will exceed supply. Although the study began before the pandemic, the report's authors say they're confident demand for agriculture graduates will remain strong and steady. The USDA, the EPA, and the FDA have announced the renewal of the Joint Agency Formal Agreement Winning on Reducing Food and Waste Initiative. The agreement reaffirms the agency's commitment to improve coordination and communication efforts to better educate Americans on the impacts and importance of reducing food loss and waste. Food loss and waste negatively impacts food security, the economy, communities, and the environment. Since the Trump administration launched the initiative, the collaborative effort has achieved great success. The United Kingdom leaves the European Union Customs Union on January 1st, opening a tremendous opportunity to expand what George Mason University's Mercatus Center scholar Dan Griswold calls underdeveloped farm trade with the world's fifth largest economy. He says U.S.-UK trade talks have been underway throughout 2020, and the incoming administration needs to pursue a speedy conclusion in early 2021. In a new policy brief, Griswold urges Washington and London to eliminate tariffs and give consumers access to better, cheaper, and more varied food and beverages. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.